Not every wager between academics warrants our attention, but when Cambridge mathematician Stephen Hawking pays up to Caltech astrophysicist John Preskill on a bet made 7 years ago, we figure there's something there. Which is what Professor Hawking now concedes. There is something there, even after it's been sucked into a black hole. To explain this, we have summoned our house physicist, reporter David Kestenbaum, to pay a house call. David, first of all, remind us, I say that as if we knew in the first place, what a black hole is.
A black hole is formed when a star gets very old and it explodes, leaving behind a small, dense core, which then collapses in on itself. And that remaining point is a black hole, and it's so dense that nothing can escape it, not even light itself.
Now, on to the bet and the debate over the nature of black holes. What did Professor Hawking say in this debate?
Hawking, this sort of goes back to actually earlier to 1976, and he said, in essence, that something that goes into a black hole doesn't come out. And he wasn't really talking about the matter itself. So mm-hmm. If you throw a phone book in, he's not worried about the fact that the phone book gets chewed up. He's worried about the information in the phone book. And I know this sounds abstract, but to physicists, there's a sort of a law of the universe that information can't just go disappearing. And Hawking had an elaborate explanation, which was that one possibility was that inside the black hole was an opening to another universe, and that's where all the information went. There is something that comes out of a black hole. There's a little bit of radiation. But Hawking was saying that the information is lost. The radiation that comes out is essentially random, and there's no information in mm-hmm. it. So what goes into a black hole, the information is completely lost.
And Professor Preskill, his response to this and his part of the wager?
Preskill was saying that the information isn't lost. The information actually comes out of the black hole in this radiation that comes out of the black hole, and it's sort of encoded in it. If you could figure out how to read the radiation coming out, you could reconstruct the information that was in the phone book.
Now, it's Stephen Hawking who has conceded the point. What does he now say?
He says he's revised his view, and he now thinks that Preskill was right, that given the laws of physics, it's still possible for the information to be encoded in that radiation, and so there is no information lost. And he put out a statement saying, I'm sorry to science fiction fans, but you're not going to get to another universe by going through a black hole.
Now, when Stephen Hawking concludes that there is no other universe through the black hole, is he revising his thinking on the basis of observing any experimental data, or is this a purely theoretical matter that he's just rethought?
No, this is all sort of pen and paper type stuff. Mm-hmm. And even though the bet has been resolved, I don't think the issue is resolved. Everyone I talked to who'd been in the audience said, you know, I didn't really understand the talk. And that's not because Hawking is speaking through a computer or because Hawking's math is too complicated. It's just that everybody uses their own math to do these. And this is really at the edge of what's known about physics. And so it's a very hard problem. And I don't think anyone's really convinced that it's actually resolved. Yeah, but Hawking has changed his mind.
When you speak of the audience where this was announced, you're speaking of the people who were at the 17th International Conference on General Relativity and Gravitation in Dublin.
In Ireland, yeah.
The conference was in Dublin. The gravitation is everywhere, I should say.
Presumably.
And that's where Professor Hawking paid up.
He did. The bet was for a baseball encyclopedia, and Hawking, being a Brit, tried to offer a cricket encyclopedia instead, but Preskill was having none of it.
Fair enough prize for deciding on the nature of matter, energy, and black holes.
But, you know, if he might be wrong, in which case they'd have to fork it back over.
Okay, David, thank you very much. NPR's David Kestenbaum on Stephen Hawking, John Preskill, and black holes.